Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Picture this. You're on a John Deere compact tractor, enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Whether you're an experienced investor or want to become one, many myths can prevent you from being successful. And since it's not always easy to tell fact from fiction, this podcast will clarify 10 costly misconceptions about investing that you should never believe. Hey, friends, thanks for joining me this week. I'm Laura Adams, an author, financial spokesperson, keynote speaker, founder of the Money Stack newsletter, and host of the Money Girl podcast with 43 million downloads. And I have an exciting announcement. Starting this week, you're going to be getting more Money Girl. I have a backlog of your amazing money questions. So I'm going to be answering them on an extra weekly Q&A episode on Fridays. And the Friday show format will be a little more casual, so I'll also have some time to update you on things going on in my world. I really hope you're going to enjoy the upcoming bonus shows. And if you want to keep them coming and you've got a money question, please leave it on our voicemail line by calling 302-364-0308. You can also email me directly using my contact page at lauradadams.com. All right, let's get into the 10 costly investing misconceptions that I want you to avoid. Number one is something that, you know, maybe not everybody thinks, but I do think a lot of people think investing is only for the privileged and wealthy. So this is one of the worst misconceptions, that you can only be an investor if you're rich or an old white guy. Interestingly, Gallup found that 61% of American adults have money in the stock market, and that's actually the highest amount they've seen since 2008. So that is definitely more than only the wealthiest Americans. If you're intimidated by investing because you're not, you know, Warren Buffett, it's time to start investing a little at a time. Even $50 or $100 monthly is better than nothing, and it's going to grow over time, giving you more financial security. There are loads of online investing platforms that allow you to open accounts with no or low minimums. It could be $500 or even much less. These online platforms charge low fees, and they may even offer financial advisory services if you need it. But you don't need to speak with anyone or work with an advisor to become an investor. And I'm going to talk more about that in a moment. If you have a low income, you're young, you're a minority, or you're just clueless about investing, I hope this podcast will help you get comfortable with it and get started. Misconception number two. Investing means picking individual stocks. Now, if you've been a Money Girl reader or listener for any amount of time, you've definitely heard me talk about having a diversified portfolio to reduce investment risk. Having a mix of various stocks, bonds, cash, and other assets means you're less likely to see a significant drop in any of them simultaneously. Now, for most people like me, being diversified means owning one or more funds. They could be index funds, mutual funds, or exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. These are so great because they consist of hundreds or even thousands of underlying assets. So if you mistakenly believe that investing means trying to pick winning individual stocks or bonds, you're going to be taking way too much risk and probably paying too much in fees as well, which I'll talk more about. The bottom line is that investors are terrible at consistently forecasting which stocks or other assets will go up or down. It's virtually impossible, especially now that market information moves almost instantaneously. Misconception number three, investing should be exciting. If you mistakenly believe that investing is for thrill seekers like day traders, I want to reassure you that the more boring your investment strategy, the better. And I mean it. Good investing is measured and calm. I'm really a fan of ETFs because they trade on the market like a stock and are incredibly diversified and tax efficient. For instance, let's say you buy a total stock market ETF. Its price will move with the markets, which are generally going to go up over time. And you can create a plan like automatically investing $500 a month in an ETF, regardless of its price. And that's known as a dollar cost averaging strategy, or DCA. And I recently did a podcast about that if you want to go back and listen to it. But that doesn't mean you can't have fun with alternative investments if you can afford potential losses. For instance, I've shared that a small percentage of my portfolio is in Bitcoin and also in real estate investment trusts, or REITs, experimenting with, I'd say, less than 2%, maybe up to 5% of your portfolio might be a good target. But again, only if you already have healthy emergency savings and you're regularly contributing to a retirement account. Misconception number four. You can beat the financial markets. Well, trying to beat or time the market by knowing if an investment, like an individual stock, will go up or down is a huge mistake. You're going to lose money if you're overconfident. Let's say you buy high out of excitement or sell low out of fear. And that's what happens to a lot of investors that try to pick individual stocks. Many studies have proven that even actively managed mutual funds that have the fastest computers and highly skilled, educated managers routinely underperform the market. So would you rather try to beat the market or match it with an index or exchange-traded fund? Unless you can predict the future, I would say a consistent dollar-cost averaging investment strategy is going to help you build more wealth over the long term, even with the markets up and downs in the short term. I think it's really surprising to many beginning investors that more of a set-it-and-forget-it kind of lazy mentality actually helps your investing portfolio more than reacting to market noise, trends, or economic shifts. Plus, excessive trading lowers your investment returns because it comes with fees.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Misconception number five, you shouldn't invest in uncertain times. Well, you're mistaken if you believe that the economy or financial markets are just too uncertain or volatile to invest. Waiting until some ideal time to invest is trying to time the market, which, as I mentioned, doesn't work and will leave you missing its upswings. While market volatility may seem alarming in the short term, it's actually good for your portfolio over the long term. Instead of being tempted not to invest or to invest less when you see volatility, you can actually buy more fund shares at a lower cost with a dollar cost averaging strategy. And I reviewed how that works in the podcast that I mentioned. That strategy allows you to benefit more when share prices increase. Misconception number six. Investments always come with high fees. I will say that investment fees are difficult to avoid, but they vary depending on what you purchase and where you purchase it. For instance, if you work with a financial advisor, they may charge a flat fee or even a percentage of your assets for their experience in managing your portfolio. But even if you don't work with an advisor, and as I mentioned, you don't have to, investment funds charge fees to cover costs like management and marketing. And retirement plans like a workplace 401k or IRA, they come with a custodial fee because they've got to handle a bunch of IRS reporting requirements. But the good news is that many online investing platforms like Betterment and Empower charge relatively low costs, boosting your overall return. And I'll have a link to these resources in the notes for the show. Misconception number 7, you should take the most investing risk. A common misconception is that you've got to take high risk to get the highest returns. While higher risk can lead to higher returns, there's a whole lot more than that to investing. Your risk tolerance is the risk you're willing to take to meet your investing objectives. And I would say you should take no more risk than what is needed to meet your investing objectives. Stocks are the riskiest mainstream asset class. So let's say you've got a portfolio of 80% stocks and you've got one with 40% stocks. Well, you're likely going to have a higher return over the long term with the portfolio that's got 80% stocks. However, in that portfolio, you'll also experience more volatility. Your portfolio could plummet during some periods and even take years to recover. So taking more risk than you need and cashing out during a market downturn is one of investors' worst mistakes. Most investing platforms ask you to complete a short questionnaire to assess your risk tolerance, and based on that, they're going to make portfolio recommendations. And you can typically dial your risk level up or down on the platform as needed. Misconception number 8, investing is only about money. Investing is about money, but it's also about time. Even if you don't have much money to invest, you can achieve aggressive financial goals by regularly investing over a long period. It takes dedication, discipline, and I think balancing living in the present with delaying gratification to be successful. According to the Federal Reserve, only 63% of American adults could cover a $400 unexpected expense with cash. Others are on a path to retire early, known as the FIRE movement, which is short for Financial Independence Retire Early. These folks practice extreme frugality to experience financial freedom as soon as possible. I think there's a middle ground in there to shoot for. And an essential concept to achieve that is compounding. This is something the wealthy really understand. And compounding is the ability for your earnings to grow their own earnings over time. And a great way to think about it is called the Rule of 72, which says that your portfolio will double in size about every 10 years if you're getting an average 7% return. In other words, if you begin regularly investing in your 20s, it would actually be difficult not to be a multimillionaire in your 60s. Misconception number 9, you should pay off debt before investing. I think you're making a mistake if you're waiting to pay off all your debt before investing. Yes, debt with double-digit interest rates should be tackled sooner rather than later, but you can build more wealth by investing and repaying your lower-rate debts simultaneously. And our last misconception, number 10, you must work with a financial professional to invest. While a financial advisor can help define your investing strategy, working with one is not required. However, if you have a lot to invest or you've got a complicated financial situation, I definitely recommend working with a pro. They're going to save you way more money than they cost. But if you're new to investing or you prefer a do-it-yourself approach, consider an automated investing platform. I've mentioned Betterment, and Acorns is another one that's really simple. As I mentioned, you typically start by answering questions that evaluate your risk tolerance. Then the platform recommends a portfolio with a mix of funds that meet your risk requirement. It may also include regular rebalancing of investments as the market changes. Whether you choose a financial professional or a robo-investing platform, investing as early as possible is the most essential part of building wealth and reaching your long-term financial goals. So I want to encourage you to get started. And if you've already started, how about investing a little bit more this year than you did last year? If you're enjoying Money Girl, please rate and review the show in your podcast app to let us know you're getting value from each weekly episode. That's all for now. Check back on Friday for the first of our weekly bonus episodes, and then we'll be back with our usual Wednesday show next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our director of podcast is Brandon Gaitchus. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our marketing assistant is Cameron Lacey.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.